Last week, we opened up the sugya of Beinonim. We saw that the pashtus, we have to name on the world Beinonim. We saw a gili yotzim on what bechlal is a Beinoni. Beinoni is not just a default, it's not a matzav of default. It's not just someone who can't get into tzaddikim, can't get into rishayim. Beinoni is a sefer b'fnei atzmei. It's a sug person b'fnei atzmei. At the end of the year, he starts making a cheshbin. It's not just b'mikre, ends up being with a lot of mitzvahs and a lot of averus, some more, some less. A beinoni is b'cheftza, a mensch who's kosher, both to the tzad ha-toiv and to the tzad ha-ra. Some more to the tzad ha-ra, some more to the tzad ha-toiv. But he's kosher b'cheftza to both tzadim. B'mikre, no, not b'mikre. He's a mensch who's mechza. He's a mechza al-mechza. He's a mensch who's halved. He's halved. Dahainu. And his commitment and his asmasrus to the tzad ha-toiv, the yitz ha-toiv, the ratzon ha-yotze, the ratzon ha-yibishter. He is too connected to the tzad of the yitz ha-ra. Dahainu. We're not talking about a Russia. We're talking about a regular person, me and you, Mr. Mensch. And we have Yetzirah, Midas Rois, Tivus, all kinds of things. And we tasted from the camp, we tasted from the service of the Yetzirah throughout the life. And Gevein Lecha Mensch, he gets caught to it, he gets closer to it. And it's schwer to give it up. It's schwer to give it up. We're scared to get up. We're going to talk more tonight. We spoke about it a little last week. We're scared. So, in the mensch, there's a positive, subconscious, usually, upper decision that I'm not going to let go. I can't let go. I can't go too far. I can't go all the way. I have to be able to connect it to both velts. I have to be a little bit here and a little bit there. Nochem, very chashuv. We're not talking about a faker. We're not talking about somebody who is trying to be mitchazeh, is trying to look on the outside. Inside, ba'etzem, he's kol kuli into he's a Rosha. No, he's faking it on the outside so people should think he looks like a tzaddik. No, we're talking about a mensch, again, me and you, most of the people we know, who has an emes connection to real Torah and Avodah, to learning, to davening, to doing chesed, Dikta kalocha. A person feels great when he lives according to the Torah Shulchan Aruch. But it's hard to do it all the time. And it's even harder to mischaive yourself to do it all the time. It's hard to be a person who's worked out on his midas all the time. It's hard. We have a part of us that doesn't let us go further. It doesn't let us go further because it wants to hold on to the tzad. That I can have everything. I can protect my tzad, my weaker tzad. My tzad that's not where it's supposed to be. I can protect that tzad. This is the sugya of a beinoni. This is the sugya of a beinoni. A volbe. And shmuzin, a volbe, shtelsu. It's mamash the taich. It's mamash the taich. So I'll say, when shtelsu, it's very dramatically brought out. The lashon of the Baal HaSlichas, in Erev Rosh Hashanah, one of the Slichas, we say, it's titled El Elokah Dolfa Einai. In the middle, the Baal HaSlichas, he gives a certain tier, a certain description of a mensch. He says the following. A mensch is Oyved Shnei Adonim Kefi Shonav. He's serving two masters throughout the course of his years. He's serving two masters. Who are these two masters? Who is he serving? Who is these two people he's being given? Asois liyotzroi uliyitzroi kirtzoinai. He's doing for his yotzer. It's the Ebershter. The Yitzhak Tovah represents the Ebershter. Uliyitzroi kirtzoinai. He wants to please the yotzer and he also wants to please the Yitzhara. He wants to please the yotzer and he wants to please the Yitzhara. So he's really serving both of them. He's serving both. That's the Hagdara. He's serving part of. He's working part time for the Eibishter, in part time for the Yitzhar. Fiertois, the Balas Lichas. V'toiv hidobeg leboire kolz manov. The void, and that's the void that I want to work on, the cells we're trying to work on, is to get to a certain commitment that there's a certain ismasvus beli shirayim, without shirayim. Toiv hidobeg leboire kolz manov. V'eved chofshi me'adoinov. Then you'll become chofshi from, when you're an Eved Hashem, you'll be chofshi me'adoinov from the Yetzer Hara. This is us, this is a Beinoni. Very strong lashon. We're serving the Yetzer Hara. What does this mean? We saw last week. We saw last week from the Goyim. The Goyim, when he brings the Gemara in Brachos, that says that a Rosha, the Yetzer Hara, Shoiftoi, means manhigo, he guides him, he leads him. And it's Tzadik, the Yetzer Tov, guides him and leads him, and a Beinoni, both are leading him and guiding him. And we explained. The Goyim says that his entire thought process, he's guiding your life. You're over him because you're attached. You're searching for what he has to sell because you need that. The Goyim Shteltzu, make a sikum a little bit last week. The Goyim Shteltzu, the Gemara says, the very often a person feels like he's stuck between what we call a rock and a hard place. Oy loy mi yitzvi, the oy loy mi yitzvi. He feels like he's stuck. Mitzad echad. He loves El. He loves El. It feels so good. It feels so good for a person to be focused on the right things, not get sidetracked. If you really keep the star and to come to davening on time, it feels great. It doesn't feel good to look for hours and hours on end where you're not supposed to be looking. Maybe it feels good, but just nice, but afterwards you don't feel good about it. It doesn't feel good to talk bad about somebody. It doesn't feel good to fight with your neighbor over building a porch or not. It doesn't feel good about this. It doesn't feel good. It feels good to work on your meters. That's what feels good. So, when you do good, you're happy. You don't say, oy, me yitzre. When you fight and you do these things in your bad place, you feel, wake up the next morning, you know you didn't do what you're doing, yet. But the problem is, the Beinoni, he does good for a second, but he knows, oy, me yitzre. Is he being able to hack it? If he's going to stay this way, is he going to be able to hold on to it? His Yetzer Hara is going to haunt him. Hello, this beautiful for Ella's man, but what's going to be Beinah's man? It's beautiful for the beginning of this man, but what's going to be in the middle of this man when you really, really want to chill, not only a little bit, you really want to hamish? And what's going to be, okay, right now you're very into halachas, but what's going to be when you get, you don't have any power, you don't have any kayach for it, you don't have any kayach for it. The Yitzhara comes to want him. So what does the person do? You said before, he's decidedly uncommitted. He decides somewhere deep down, he puts a wedge in his growth. He makes a shir, he makes a shirayim, he makes a shirayim. Just like there is in the Gemara, there's a musik in the Gemara that you can mekadesh and isha chutz mi plaini. Pashas doesn't work, Kyle Pashas. You can mekadesh and isha except for legabe shimon, you're not considered married. That's a shir, shin yud, that's a shir. This is what the Beinoni does. The Beinoni, his growth and his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anchored. He doesn't allow himself to totally go because he's afraid. He's afraid. And this is a very chashuv point I want to point out. I've spoken about this many times in the past. This man is far less winter's man. What does it mean, a tzaddik, who's totally committed, he can never enjoy Olam Hazeh, he can never have downtime, he can never have Moshe Beinah's man, he can never... But he does. Of course he does. Of course he does. But it's not premeditated. The difference between the Beinoni and the Tzaddik like this. The Tzaddik has an Elul, he's full force. The Tzaddik during Elul is not thinking about Beinah's Manav. It doesn't have his Beinah's Manav plans in the back of his mind. Oh, come Beinah's Manav, of course. If we have to go out, we can enjoy it. But the Beinoni is so connected to a trip to Morocco, to wherever it is, all these exotic places they have today. He's so connected to it that he's making a shir during Elul, Shin Yud Vav Reish. During Elul, there's a part of him that says, one second, don't go too far. Who knows if you'll be able to keep, if you go too far, you're going to be able to keep your Beinah's Manav plans. Is that going to stay with your Beinah's Manav plans? Who knows? The Beinoni is afraid to get too immersed into Torah, into Avoid, there's a Midas, whatever it is. He's halved, as we said, he's a Mechza, he's halved. And this is Shiraim, it's one of the most strongest things that stunts real growth. Torah and Avodah, you know what it? It's a life changer. It should lift up a person. A person is a Zman Yeshiva, an Elul Zman, a Yavam Zman, a Winter Zman. Do you know how much it changes a person? A person, a Tkufa, a month, with three davening seriously, day in and day out. Do you know how much way that could affect a person? Kol Shekin, if you go, avoid this amidas. Any chesed, a person, kaseder, is constantly selfless, extends himself. Selfless doesn't mean you don't have a self, it means you extend yourself. If a person would do that for tkufa arucha, you know how much that would lift him. But there's a chilek of beininess that says that no, don't take it too far. It's not, I'm afraid to go too far. And I have to, like in a tzir. They have these balloon arrangements, you know, these helium balloons. All kinds of fancy balloon arrangements. And the helium balloons will just take away, fly up all the balloons. So they put rocks, they put weights in the bottom of the balloons, the bottom of the balloons, and hold down the arrangement. These helium balloons should go, but there's something weighing it down. The Beinoni, who's Oyevil L'shtei Adoyinov, we don't realize, but we have something holding us down. It doesn't let us take off. It doesn't let us take off and immerse ourselves entirely. When you're not totally immersed, when there's part of you that's uncommitted, decidedly, it's that, am I ready to go all the way? So you're holding on. And the void is toiv yidovik l'boi b'kol zmanov. Don't stop making shirayim. Don't make second shirayim. Let's be marachiv a little bit. How we can gauge b'chlal if we're moving in the avoid of beininess, coming closer to the camp of being a tzaddik. We marachiv a little bit in the sugya. We're speaking about tzaddik, rosha, beinini. There's another agdor of rosha. The Eliyahu Lapian. He digs out of Rabbeinu Yonah, Mori Dik Nukud, he brings out Rabbeinu Yonah, big Yisoyt, Chazes over a lot, in his Ksovim, a lot, Yisoyt, many, many times. Rabbeinu Yonah and Chilik, in Shar Sheni, Oysur Ches, he says the following, he reads his line, a few lines, V'da, Ki nefesh ha-rosho, asher kol tavoso l'cheftei ha-guf b'chayov. He describes what a rosh is. You know what a rosh is? His entire desire. His desire is for materialistic, physical pleasures. That's where his desires lie. Ad kidekach sokta reinyon is a rosha. Nifredes tavoso meavoides aboyrei v'nivdeles mishorosha. He's talking about the koyach ha-taiva. There's a koyach, every human being, every healthy human being. One of the major powers in his system is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's desire, longing, yearning, desire, tshuka. That pushes him, that grabs him, that puts him, that gives him chias. Every human being has that. The Rosha, that whole system, that whole faculty in his system, it's nifrad tavosem avoides aboire. It got severed totally from the shiroshim of avoides aboire. In other words, it's only in materialistic things. V'nivdeles misharasha. In the shirish of every yid, there's a tzelem elikim. That should be that his taiva has at least shaykhis, some shaykhis too. Avoides Hashem, mitzvah Torah. This Rosh, it's nivdil. So what happens is, the Rabbeinu Yonah fears, is teired b'moyisay l'mata l'oritz al-mokam tavasa. Eventually, Achamei Eves Mishana, he goes back to what he has made himself. He's uprooted himself from any sort of connection to spirituality. He goes back to the oritz. V'ti taldosa k'teva ofer l'rad v'solalas. Ad kandiv Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbi Yapian holds that a more ridiculous over here. He says like this. He says, Rabbi Yoin is being megalatos what a rush is. We think it's very simple. You want to see the difference of the rush of the tzaddik? Look at the scenery of their life. Look at what they're doing. A rush is someone who's not doing mitzvahs. And not doing, he's not doing a lot of mitzvahs. He doesn't keep halacha. He's not learning. He's not davening. He's not doing chesed. He's talking lashon hara. He's a bitter person. He hurts people. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say that. Nefesh HaRosh, he says, Kol Tavos L'Chefzei V'Chayim. Doesn't say that. Rabbeinu says, Mamash like this. He says, Kenira from Rabbeinu Yonah, Rosh could be somebody who is learning a large part of his day. He's learning a large part of his day. He's going to davening. He's making brachas. He definitely keeps certain halachas. He does many things on the outside that would you think is a regular shari Torah mitzvahs and a regular, even maybe sometimes a tzaddik. But where is his taiv in life, Zocher Ve'el Ilya? Where does he get excited in life? This guy, he comes home at night in some sort of program or something. The whole day he comes and he learns and comes in like this. Comes in cold like a fish. He's learning. It's an intellectual, maybe decision, whatever. His heart is not there at all. His heart is there when he's partying, when he's doing his Isaac and his Averis, when he gets upset about something. Taiva, I'm going to explain it out. It's much more telling. Taiva, the word hano is not always so telling. A tzaddik could also get a geschmack from a good geschmack, a piece of steak. It's not that one. It means meikara. What are you longing for? What do you get excited? What makes you animated? What makes you animated? What makes you excited? Dr. Belia, Ben Yain, is telling us that a rush is someone, you know what gets him excited? Ruchnis doesn't get him. He may do Ruchnis a lot. He may be engaged in Ruchnis. Sometimes a person has a willpower and he may get scharfered a certain way to do certain things on the outside, but he's not connected on the outside. He's not excited. I mean, Zuckerberg is saying this is one of the Ikrim Nakudas who makes it tzaddik in our Russian life. We've spoken about this so many times. It's such a hush of a point in life. The taiv of a person is who he is. The taiv of a person who he is. Rabbi Volber, in Shah Shlishi, in Kriyam Kalev, he talks about Das Atzma. He's coming from deeper Makaris. But he says, you want to know what, where is that me? Everyone's looking, who is me? Where's I? Many times you're speaking, you're not speaking from your eye, you're speaking from a lot of other influences. What's the eye of the person? Nani, what's the zich? He says the deepest part of Nani is the Bechinas Chush of Tzar and Ano. The chelik of you that feels pleasure and is pain, that's usually two sides of the same coin. The thing you value most in life gives you the most Ano. And the thing, that same thing, when you lose that, you get Tzar, the Chush of the Tzar and Ano. If you want to know who you are, look what gets you excited, gets you animated. Where are you? Where are you when you get excited, when you get animated? If Ruchnias is something that you're doing coldly, so that's not where you are. This, Ben Yaino, very often we say this, we've said this over many times, this Maisa, this Lagelin and Enu. This Maisa. I heard from Bechiel Yankas and Shlita and Shur Mechinach. He said, over Maisa, right, he deals with kids at risk, very, very severe cases. So he had one time a case, obviously it was coming to him because everything has failed, that's why it came to him. And the boy comes in right away, the boy comes into the office, he comes into his office, and right away before he has a chance of speaking, he says, Rabbi, Rav, don't give me any schmoozing, don't give me any schmoozing. Don't tell me shmoozing. I heard enough shmoozing my whole life. Don't even shmoozing. So he saw right away, you don't need to be a genius to figure out this bacher, this boy had something on his chest. He said, don't tell me on his chest. So he said, I grew up in a very firm house. Father was an avreich, and there was no shaila. The only thing in life is learning. There's nothing else except for learning. Can't be. The whole life we heard about how that's the only way. That's the only way. Now those people are wasting their life with Hevel Avolim, running after making millions. They don't have a life. They're living vanity. They don't have any real Simcha Sachaim. They're chasing after the Sheker in life. That's what we always heard. And we heard that the only way is Torah, Tefillah, Avodah, Diktika Mitzvah, Shmira Salocha. That's what we always heard. He tells, he turns to Rebbechs and he says, but he said, I heard speeches in the shmuzin between the lines. That was what they said, but I heard the shmuzin between the lines. He said, the difference to my father's yachas attitude, to calling yoni ruchnis and calling yoni gashmis was so stark, so different, you had to be blind not to see it. He said, every time he spoke about learning, and every time he learned to read his Dharma day. Like I said, Al Yom Zeh, he's learning to read his Dharma day. It was like robotic. It was robotic. It was never with excitement. Mitzat Sheni, all of his materialistic engagements, whatever, there was a certain light, there was a certain excitement in his eyes that he never ever saw. And he said, nicely said over, he said two things he pointed out. He said, always remain in my eyes, in my mind. And when we did Shiputzim as renovations. We did renovations. Again, average Israeli, very black. Any years, they're saving up many years to do renovations. They're not gutting the whole house. Plim is not gutting the whole house. They're doing chvesnisht, maybe the kitchen they're doing over again. But it's a very exciting thing. It's a big zach. It's a very exciting thing. So he says, of course, he kept his darm even when we were doing renovations. He didn't miss to say that. But make sure at least every man is known for sure to come home to check what's going on. So he would come home, being his darm, he would come running in with a drive. And he said, I'll never forget how he, watching him every time, he would go, I guess different parts, but he said he would start touching and feeling the tiles, going over the tiles. He said, I saw a gleam in his eye that I never saw once, never once. He became animated, he became alive, he became also a person. He said, the only thing I saw similar to that was when the chunk came out every single Shabbos. The only time I saw it was the chunk came out every Shabbos. Now, I'm not going to get into the aspects of chinuch about this. A lot of the nekudas about this. But this is what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, this person was probably a Beinoni. He's not a Rosha. This person was probably a Beinoni. But the Beinoni, there's a sugya in life. Where is your taiva? Where are you? Very important. Where are you animated? Where do you get on? Where do you get turned on? Where do you get excited from? The tzaddik. If you give stomach, if you gave a Binyamin Finkel ice cream, he's gonna enjoy it. Somebody could taste it. Doesn't pull him at all. He's not excited about it. Don't pull him. It's not. A Beinoni. He has taiva, his excitement, he gets turned on in both things. A Beinoni gets turned on in both things. We are connected to both. And while we're connected to both, so since we're connected to both, that means our ani is there, like we just said. The fact that you can enjoy something doesn't mean your ani is there again. If you're animated, if you're excited, if you start getting into the prite protim, the guy starts talking about business and you get all involved, his neshama is there. Part of you is there. Part of you is pulled by it. Of course, you have to do something serious in your life. But how much does it pull you? How much does it excite you? How much does it animate you? The answer is, we're people. We get animated by all these other things. And that's why we're banning it. Because we're pulled by that, and we identify that, and this is why the Yetzer Hara, we have the Oiloi Mietzvah. Why doesn't the Tzaddik have the Oiloi Mietzvah? I don't say it doesn't have a Yetzer Hara. Why is he not haunted and hounded by his Yetzirah? When he's about to do a real serious commitment, why is he not hounded by his Yetzirah? How can I do this? And the answer is, because he doesn't associate, he doesn't identify with his Yetzirah. It's not part of his ani. He's trying to mefata him ibachutz. The Yetzirah is going to bother him eventually, but it's not part, he's not connected be'etzim le'mitzitzim. It's in a kvudik way. But the Beinoni, all of us, we're connected to both. So since we're connected to both, so we don't realize, but we're cut off from making a change. Benegia to El, and again to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, this is so important. I'm going to talk about Hemshem, I want to first be Makta Merkuda. The Beinoni and the sugya of change, Beinoni is one of the strongest things that pushes stops a person. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is all about making a piece of change. It's not only adding two more mitzvahs, three more mitzvahs. That's not what we're talking about. Like Rabbi Yehudah said, a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's about changing your commitment. And we're afraid to let go of our need that's connected to all the things that we're connected to. We'll talk about that. We got to get out of that afraid. But this is what we have to realize. Before we talk about a little bit what we're afraid about and all about how we do it, There's another nekuda over here. There's another nekuda that is being beinoni and a beinoni that weighs him down. It doesn't allow. It's an anti-change. A beinoni, this halved person, is an anti-change person. Is another nekuda we have to add in here. And this is a very chiddush. Until now, we're speaking about the beinoni is a lot better than a rasha. It is. It has a real connection to avodas Hashem. But there's one bechina that a beinoni has a bigger challenge than a rasha. He's worse off than a rasha. There's a bechina at the beinoni. Again, this is the second sibah why it makes him so hard to change. So hard to change. And the answer is very simple. A rasha has nothing to be metaher. A rasha, when he comes to El, when he comes to an akud of emes, if we manage to get him to emes, it's very hard to get him to emes. But if you get him in an akud of emes, he's bankrupt. He's got to change. He's got to change. But the beinoni, there's the vabora of kmoid. The beinoni has so much going for him. He has a lot of good things, and they're real. He's really there, El. And he's really there, and the Musar Shmuel was in. So that consoles him, and that vindicates him. He doesn't feel like an Ali Smarf. He doesn't feel like an Ali Smarf. He pats himself on the back, and he has what to pat himself on the back, and he says, I'm Gans good. I'm in a very convenient, so that's what this part of this is, the convenience of a Beinoni. He's a little bit of everything. He can hack with the Rabbi Yom and Finkels, and he can hack with the guys on the street. Like I said, he can hack and go to the Frumish Shuls and Flappers, and he can also go to the most not serious Shuls and Flappers. He could roll with everyone, and he himself could do everything. So, is he taka no isvarf? He's not no isvarf. He has a lot of good things going for him. The Welt says this word, so that's a veritable, but it could be. By Rivka, it says when Rivka was pregnant with Yaakov and Esav, the Pasuk states, Vayisruitzu to Habonim Bekirba. Rashi brings from Chazal, which he passed by a base medrash, started jumping at. She passed by a base of Avodah Zarah, started jumping out. She says, "M'kein lo mazeh noichi v'teilech lizeru such Hashem." M'kein lo mazeh noichi v'teilech lizeru. What does it mean? M'kein. What's the M'kein lo mazeh noichi v'teilech lizeru such Hashem? So Rashi can hear Rashi says, "Alright." From Pshat Rashi, Rashi says, "M'kein godol tzar ibo." Many mafarshim, the Chaim Hakodesh and the Kli Yoker, argue and they say, "M'kein's a hemshich." Im Kain, if I throw it to Habonim, that he's jumping out and he's going to the base of Avodah Zarah. Lom is that noichi? This is what I'm here for. This is what I'm here for. But take a look at the Dusha Shashem. The Veltainas, very interesting. Why does the Pasuk be magish that both ways? It should say. I don't know how it would say it, but the Pasuk should say. Since when he went by a base of Avodah Zarah, was jumping out to go to a base of Avodah Zarah. That's why she said him came lomazeh anoichi. Why is it stressing that it went this? The fact that it went to the base of Medrash was a good part. Teretz is this part. Rivka maybe said, if someone who has right now something headed the bad way, I could turn that around. That's fine. I could turn that around. I could show the person the sheker. But if he has a connection, if he's a beinoni, he's connected positively in two ways. Him came lomazeh anoichi. He's in the person forever. He's going to pat himself behind the back. And he's not going to be able to grow. I'm talking about the Sugin El, but in a bigger view of life, the story of so many people in life, people who lost the ability, people who had great potentials to grow, what simmered their growth was this Sugin El Beinin. There are so many people I saw, so many people I saw in my eyes. They had a tkufa and yeshiva, they come to learn 2 years after married, and they're mamish knocking and they're mamish in, but later on, not mamishoyim, but later on, it's borer to me, it's parshat, look around, you'll see, it's the sugya beinoniness. It's the type of person who, the whole 2 years, his 2 years when he was into learning, he knew deep down well enough, he was putting in time, he's not coming to fake anybody, but he has a real chelek that's connected to Avodah Hashem, and he wants to satiate that. But don't take it too far. Hold on, you know, it's not a whole life. It's not a whole life's commitment, and it's not only about Torah. It's everything. It's about shmiras halacha. It's going all the way or not going all the way. We're afraid. We're afraid, and the beinoni has a certain comfortable position in life. You see it all around, you see it all the time. He's a person who's connected to really both, so he never falls too far, so he never gets that knack, that zap, and he waits one day and saying, well, what am I doing? Because he always pacifies himself and says, and it's not true. There's a lot of good that's going on by me. And it is true, I'm not faking it up, it's not true. But the mice and the sugi of change, it mamish is a downer, mamish anchors him, it mamish anchors him in a tremendous way. He's kamat, mufka from change, he's chotsoy, he's mufka from change. Again, he's not going to change because he's afraid, and also adding in, is because he always has a lot to say, I'm God's fine. He chooses to be in this makom convenience. I want to theorize. If we dig deep down, what we're really afraid of, the Beinoni, and us for him, we're afraid of becoming a bigger person. That's what we're afraid of. Anias Daiti. Anias Daiti, the Beinoni, is not afraid specifically of Torah. He's not afraid specifically of going free from technology. He's not afraid of that. That's beautiful. He's not afraid of never talking Lashon Hara. And he's not afraid of always being a given person. He's not afraid of either of those sugyas. He's afraid of the sum total. Then when you become a bigger person, you become Kavi Yochel, they'll call it a tzaddik, then you have to live up to that standard. Then you have to live up to that standard always. And right now, like we started tonight, he's not sure if he can hack it. If I'm talking to that person who's knocking the entire Zman, I'm not sure what I'm able to do all this man. I always say, go back, I say to myself, I'm sorry, Echselikim. I remember when I was growing, I remember. These are all the thoughts that the Yetzer is whispering in my mind. Okay, if you're going to be a guy who's learning till 1 o'clock in the morning every single night, you're going to get every shiur. So, second, are you still going to be able to go to camp in the summer? Are you still able to go to that camp? It's going to be a pass to be a manavim guy. Does that stem with being a manavim boy? Okay, and if I do that, I'm not going to be able to marry the same type of girl I imagined 2 years ago. And if I do this, and I'm going to be able to go to vacation where I wanted to go to vacation. And if I do this, if I really, 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 really don't want to be mavata to my neighbor, am I going to be able to not mavata to my neighbor? It goes on and on. It's keeping the standard. Most people in their life, they're a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's very convenient. It's beautifully convenient, but you never become a bigger person. You're tied down to your chetzi. So what do you say? What's the itzah? Maisa oily miyitzri. Maisa, we said a person, he has an ani, and the ani needs to be, feel good about itself. It needs to be excited. The answer is very simple. The answer is that the itzah is faking you out. The itzah is telling you that if you're going to be a bigger person, you're going to need the same taivas and the same things that you need now. You change. It's not that you don't have a person who doesn't have excitement in life. You always have excitement. An exciting person, a person who needs a lot of yours. But what you get excitement from changes. I know people who, when they were young, they were extremely excited, and it was in a lot of different other areas. It was in a lot of different other places besides the base medrash. And today, they're just as excited, and they're just as happy, and they're just as personal people. But other things gives them fulfillment. But there's that fright of becoming a bigger person. And this is what the Beinoni is afraid of. He's decidedly uncommitted. He says, I'm afraid to commit because I'm not going to be able to hack it. He's afraid that Yetzer Hara is going to be hound him and haunt him his whole life. And if he's right not to change. Because if Yetzer Hara is going to haunt him on that same nekudas that he has now his whole life, he can't go that way. But he doesn't realize when you become a bigger person, everything changes. You get hanor from different things. You get sipuk from different things. Your taiva is in avoid Hashem. It's not nivdol avoid Hashem. You nizen from other things. Then you're able to makai. This is what we're working on. Toiv li dovig b'kolz man. This is what we're working on. We're oiv l'shnei adoinim. That's what Lo Bishul showed. Right now we're servitude. We're stuck. We're stuck to the Yetzer. And we don't know how much that's anchoring us down. Avoid is to be mismaser. To go all the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants us to sign up. Go all the way. We don't realize we're holding Shirayim. This is the need of pain in this. And avoid it, as we're coming to Rosh Hashanah, is to see as much as we could. The Mekayim, Toiv Lidovik, Beyoitzroi, Bekolz Manav.